Atrium Health says it plans to spend about $1 billion to expand its healthcare facilities in the Charlotte region and beyond, but it's not quite clear exactly what will be built, where the money will come from for these new projects, and what Atrium defines as beyond. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Atrium Health, formerly Carolina's healthcare system, says it plans to keep growing. CEO Gene Woods told board members the system plans to spend more than $1 billion on renovating and building new facilities. The intention, he says, is to get Atrium ready for the next 50 years.
This is really an opportunity for us to really reposition ourselves. We've had a very successful run for decades, and now how do we position ourselves for the new future that is changing every single day?
Woods says he expects the population of the Charlotte area to keep growing and wants to keep expanding Atrium facilities to keep pace. Woods says final plans for the expansion will be presented to the board for approval in December. Until then, only a few specifics were offered. Woods says the Pineville location will be expanded, and so will Carolina's Medical Center, its main campus.
So we're looking at a number of options. There'll be obviously more in the future discussed, specialty buildings and how we reorient the campus to accommodate our ambitions to serve more in the community, more in the Southeast, and more throughout the country.
In the past year, a failed merger attempt with UNC Healthcare, a name change, and a plan to purchase the Macon, Georgia-based health system Navison Health have signified deep change for the health giant. These changes are also requiring a significant amount of funds. Barack Richman, a law and healthcare policy expert at Duke University, questions what this kind of spending on buildings will mean for the cost of care.
When you invest in buildings, you're investing in a certain kind of care. If you provide healthcare in expensive buildings, and the healthcare itself tends to become expensive. And it's not just more expensive to deliver, but the actual care that you're delivering is more specialty care.
Exactly how much of this investment will go into the Charlotte area is unclear. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.